Good morning. Welcome to St. Paul's, and a special welcome to our visitors who are among us today as we enter Holy Week. Such an exciting week in the Christian church here, where we celebrate how the Lord brought to fulfillment promises that he had been making for thousands of years that still have such special meaning for us even today. Our theme for today is Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, as we focus on praises for our coming King. We'll follow the order of service as it's printed out for you in the bulletin or projected on the wall as well. We'll begin with the opening anthem. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless worrying and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do, you should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. In his great mercy, God made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through his called servant. I forgive you all your sins In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life, hear our prayer, O Lord. For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you, hear our prayer, O Christ. For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return, hear our prayer, O Lord. Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We praise you, O God, for the great acts of love by which you redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, as he was acclaimed by those who scattered their garments and branches of palm in his path. So may we always hail him as our King and follow him with perfect confidence, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the scripture lessons. Our first lesson for today is taken from the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 9. As we hear these words, we can't help but see how Jesus carefully fulfilled this plan, this promise, this prophecy given hundreds of years before Palm Sunday. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Our second lesson from Philippians chapter 2, we see how Jesus humbled himself even to the point of death. And God encourages each of us to take that same servant attitude as we show love toward each other. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Gospel according to Mark chapter 11. Today's Gospel will also serve as the basis for our sermon. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. congregation may be seated for our next hymn. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of glory. Amen. This was exciting. This was amazing. What high praise. As those crowds followed after Jesus coming out of Bethany, where Jesus had not long earlier raised Lazarus from the dead, those crowds came out to meet him from Jerusalem in large number, many of them pilgrims who had come for the Passover. So many people. There was energy. It was loud. It was a joyful commotion. These people had come to see their king. Even if you don't consider yourself to be much of a fan of large crowds, or loud noises, or parades. This was the one that people had been waiting for so long. As Jesus came to Jerusalem, this was the one who gives life and who governs all things. The cloaks spread on the road, the palm branches, the hosannas. Palm Sunday brings out praise that is received by the Lord himself and resounds to highest heaven. Doesn't it make you long to join in? Don't you just wish you could be there to see him coming on that colt and to join in? On any day, we would love to join those praises, but especially on Palm Sunday, on any weekend, but on Palm Sunday in particular. So today, let's join in the highest praise for Jesus with our obedience, with our belongings, and also with our blessings. On Palm Sunday, the praise for Jesus began well before the hosannas and the palm branches and the cloaks. Jesus had given specific instructions to two of his disciples to go and retrieve a colt for him. Now, we don't know which of the two disciples it was, but we do know that not long before Palm Sunday, 10 of the disciples got pretty frustrated, indignant with two of the disciples because they went to Jesus with a special request. Jesus, let me and my brother sit at your right and your left in your kingdom. The other disciples weren't happy about this because they all wanted to be the greatest. And as Jesus sent those two disciples off to go and retrieve that colt, he was teaching them humble service. And as he did so, we didn't hear any objections from those disciples, did we? Oh, come on, Jesus. How come James the Lesser and Thomas can't go get that colt? They're never pulling their weight around here. After all, we call him James the Lesser. We don't hear any objections like, now, Jesus, if I go there and I don't find the colt right where you said it was, I don't want this to be a wasted trip. Come on, Jesus, don't pull my leg here. We don't hear them complain. Well, now, Jesus, come on. No one's really going to let me just take that colt, not without putting some sort of deposit down, not without giving them something for it. No objections, just humble obedience in praise to their Savior. Isn't that what we pray that we can be part of too? Whenever we pray the Lord's Prayer, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying, Lord, help us obey you. Lord, we want to praise you by obeying you in our lives. Isn't that our true act of worship? In view of God's mercy, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices in humble praise? And every year, when it comes around to Palm Sunday, it always strikes me how the Gospels, as they record Palm Sunday, and especially here in Mark, how only less than half of the account, just the last couple verses, has to do with the shouts, the hosannas, the palm branches. Over half of this section of Mark 11, verses 1 through 10, is dedicated to behind-the-scenes obedience in praise to Jesus. And isn't that how it goes in our lives too? A relatively small portion of our lives is spent singing God's praises, or time spent here in the church sanctuary. The majority of our lives of praise is spent around the door of our home, or out on the road, or in interactions with other people, just as it was as these disciples humbly obeyed the Lord Jesus. Jesus asks you and me to follow him and praise him in humble obedience. And yet all too often, we complain. Jesus, I just obeyed you last week. Do I have to do the same thing again this week? Jesus, I just don't feel like it. And we question, how come others aren't pulling their fair share? Why can't someone else do it this time? What if someone gets angry at me or thinks I'm weird for obeying you? We criticize. I just don't think that's the way things should be done. Not now in the 21st century. I've got a better way of doing it, Lord. Yet by praising the Lord with humble obedience, this is what the Lord asks of you and me. The Lord who for us was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This is how we can praise him in the highest heaven. Let's join in the highest praise for Jesus with our obedience, but also with our belongings. As the disciples went to that village and retrieved that colt, that was not just an ordinary animal. That colt was one that had never been ridden before. The Old Testament speaks to us about animals like that who have never borne a burden, who've never gone out and worked in the fields. animals who have never been ridden before. They were special, set apart for sacred use. This was a special animal. And just to give it away, that was a big deal. Perhaps you could imagine buying a new tractor for your farm, one that had never been used, sitting there out in your field, and all of a sudden, a couple people walk on by the road, hop up into the cab, turn the ignition over, and start trying to drive it away. Would you let them take it? Or how about if you got a new car, just brought it home into your driveway? Someone walks along, says, "The Lord needs this car. May I take it, please?" Probably would hesitate to do that. If someone needed to borrow a car, maybe you'd give them the old beater, the one with a couple 100,000 miles on it. But these people in the village, they were willing to give Jesus this special colt. Let it go. Also, the disciples, they freely put their cloaks on the donkey. And the people who gathered to praise Jesus, they laid their cloaks, spread their garments out in the road ahead of Jesus. How much time do you think it took to launder and clean those cloaks, those clothes, after being stepped on so much? How many of those cloaks do you think weren't able to be used again because the dirt was ground in too much, or there were tears from people stepping on it, or the colt walking on it? Yet they freely gave up their belongings in praise to Jesus. It's worth it, isn't it? When you consider the reason, when you consider the purpose, those garments paved the way for Jesus to come to Jerusalem. Consider what was riding on that donkey. That was priceless cargo. That was the vehicle which brought Jesus and his salvation to his people. And isn't it really the same? When you and I give of our belongings and our possessions and our money in the Lord's service, doesn't he use that to ride to hearts all over? When we give our regular first fruit offerings or pledge toward a project or give a special offering because of a special blessing in our lives, when we volunteer time with the trustees, or give up of our energy on the altar guild or on some other committee, when we give that up, the Lord uses that for the purpose of bringing Jesus to people. Our belongings and our offerings, they go to support a pastor as he crafts his sermon or counsels a troubled soul or converses with someone who's not familiar with Jesus. Our belongings, our offerings go in service to the Lord as they support a teacher who presents a devotion to her class or prepares lessons or purchases something else for her classroom. Our belongings, our offerings in service to the Lord, they go to support events where people from our community can be introduced to their King, where a child can hear about Jesus for the first time, where a future Christian leader can grow in their abilities and in their service to the Lord, where a student can prepare for the public ministry, for a missionary who can spread Jesus' word to the lost all over the world. As we give of our belongings, what a big deal that is. They are used to pave the way to bring Jesus to others, to convey Jesus' word to the lost. So often, we're hesitant to give our best to Jesus, who was resolved to give up his very life for us in Jerusalem. We put off our offerings maybe some other time. We prioritize other things. We spend impulsively rather than giving intentionally. Giving of our belongings and our offerings is an important part of our joining in praise, the highest praise for Jesus, with our belongings. And Jesus invites us, just like those on Palm Sunday, to do just that. join in the highest praise with our belongings, but also with our blessings. That's what the crowds did as they cut palm branches, as they spread their cloaks in the path in front of Jesus. They said, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." The word blessed, blessed, that's just another word for praise. They shouted their praise. They didn't mumble it. It wasn't a droning thing that lasted for a couple minutes. They shouted and lifted their hearts and voices in praise. It was an ongoing, a continual thing. Praise is not just for 1 hour or for 1 day, but to continue on our whole lives through. As those people shouted, "Hosanna." Hosanna means, "Lord, save us, please." Jesus did not come to save people from political frustration or poverty, from violence or from inequality. Jesus came to save people like you and me from our complaining, from our disobedience, from our half-hearted service. Jesus came to save you and me from our stinginess, our greed, and our questioning him. Hosanna, Jesus did come to save us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. To come in the name of the Lord means to come in line with the Lord's reputation in his word, all the promises that he had made in the Old Testament, and especially a fulfillment of Psalm 118, where this phrase came from. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That psalm foretold a festive procession with branches. That psalm foretold people who would put their trust not in earthly princes or earthly rulers, but they would find their strength and their song and their salvation in the Lord. That psalm spoke of people who would reject the one who would become the most important thing in the house of the Lord. That psalm pointed ahead to Jesus. Jesus who rode into Jerusalem to decree the truth, to don a crown of thorns, to die at the cross, to defeat death, to do away with our sin, to drive out Satan, to decimate the grave. Jesus came for that, for you and me. He came to establish the coming kingdom of his father David. That's what God promised to King David 1,000 years earlier, that an eternal and almighty king would come. That was Jesus. Jesus came from the highest heaven itself, came to save us, and after he rose again from the dead, he ascended back into highest heaven. As the people shouted, "Hosanna to God in the highest heaven," they were directing their praises in the right place. As they blessed the Lord and shouted their praises, they were praising the Lord with their blessings. We can too. Because Jesus did not just come to Jerusalem. Jesus has come to each of us, to you and to me. He came to us in the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. He came to us in our baptism and took up his place on a throne in our heart. Jesus still comes to us in bread and wine with his forgiveness. Jesus comes to you and me in the pronouncement of forgiveness in worship. He comes to us in preaching of the word. He comes to us in Bible studies and in devotions. He has come to save you. So whether it's with piano or organ, with instruments or a cappella, whether it's spoken or sung, let's praise him. With our blessings, let's shout our praises. Let's join in the highest praise for Jesus with our blessings. Of all the different festivals of the church year, Palm Sunday is one of the most heavenly. When Jesus talked to John and showed him revelations of what was about to come, he showed him crowds of people praising the Lord, holding palm branches. Palm Sunday praise gives you and me a glimpse, a snapshot into heaven. It gives us a soundbite of the New Jerusalem. It gives us a taste of glory. We don't have to wait for. We can join in those praises now. Let's join in the highest praise for Jesus with our obedience, with our belongings, with our blessings. Our praise will never end. Let's continue with it today. Amen. Please stand. And may the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for sending Jesus to be our Palm Sunday King. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we also ask you to be with the nephew of Ann Ostring, who was in a bad accident at a sawmill. Please bless the ongoing work of the health care providers. Grant ongoing recovery according to your will. Lead him to confidently rely on you for all his needs at this time and for all eternity. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who willingly died under the curse of this world's sin, so that we may live forever in the light of God's blessing. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song. Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord will be with you always. Be seated for the distribution. If you're visiting with us today, please do take note of our practice of close communion as it's outlined on the wall and in your bulletin. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is your Savior's true body. Take and eat. This is your Savior's true body. Also take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the full and free forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is your Savior's true blood. Take and drink. This is your Savior's true blood. May this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace with God. Amen. Sins. Take and drink. This is your Savior's true blood. Take and drink. This is your Savior's true blood.